Well, we have kind of a dual plan going forward. There's really two issues. There have been identified a couple of seeping oil and gas wells that have been plugged in one shape or fashion historically, but they are actually seeping natural gas. One is on the softball field and one is on the football practice field. And so the BIA and the Osage Mineral Council and the Corporation Commission are working towards getting those two wells drilled out and properly plugged to stop the seeping from those oil and gas wells. And then on the other side, there were a total of 28 geothermal wells drilled for the heating and cooling system for the Pawhuska High School. On the north side, there are 10 wells, and two of those have been identified as seeping natural gas. There's also one on the south side that historically has seeped a little bit of gas, so they're going to contain that one and vent it off above the building. On the north side, with the two that are seeping, the Corporation Commission has actually, they're contracting with an environmental firm to design a ventilation system for those two wells that will vent the natural gas above the building. Initially, we had contemplated plugging those two geothermal wells, but we were concerned that the gas would find another pathway of least resistance and come up either in another geothermal well or, you know, potentially in another location that would be unsuitable for the school.
So the way I understand it, then, you have two sources of problems. One, the geothermal wells that were drilled to, you know, they thought they would be environmentally friendly here and heat the school. And then the other side are two old oil wells that were plugged, but apparently not very well, and so they're leaking. Is that right?
That's exactly correct, yes.
And so the cost of plugging the two oil wells, the old wells, will that be significant?
I am not involved in that part of it. We have no jurisdictional authority over the oil and gas wells. My only role would be with the geothermal wells, so I really can't answer that question. The EPA, they've been tremendous in monitoring for vapors and safety inside the buildings and outside. Of course, the Corporation Commission really has no authority over oil and gas in Osage County. That's EPA and BIA, but the CorpCom has offered their assistance. Emergency management, the fire marshal, health department was there last night. But it's been a group that's really worked well together to come up with a plan to move forward. Of course, the safety of the kids is the number one issue, and the state fire marshal has said we don't need to start school at this time, and he will be the one that will actually make the call as to when school can actually start and the kids and the teachers can come in the building.
Okay, so on the geothermal wells, not to point a finger of blame or anything here, but what happened there? Were they old wells, or geothermal wells, or were they, maybe was there a flaw in the construction or what?
Well, the wells were put in either late 2011, early 2012. We do have reports on those, and the reports do indicate that they encountered some natural gas when they were first drilled. I don't know if you're familiar with the construction of a geothermal well, but these were actually drilled to 250 feet in depth, and then you install a 3/4-inch heat loop pipe that goes down to the bottom and then circulates back up. And then they are grouted from the bottom up. And in this case, they used a cementitious grout that actually sets up hard. But somehow, this natural gas has either under pressure came up the backside of the cementitious grout plug, or it's found a pathway along the little heat loop that's inside the seal. So it appears that they were installed properly, but somehow the natural gas in those two have found a way to the surface. And we don't know if it was naturally occurring, because the well, the oil and gas well, shows that there was a natural gas show at 295 feet. So the geothermal well is being 250 feet. They're real close to where that that initial gas show was. So it could be naturally occurring, or it could be related to the seeping of the oil and gas wells.
In other words, that seepage might have migrated. How far is that between the old oil wells and the geothermal wells?
Oh, it's about 100 yards.
So it could have migrated.
It very possibly could have charged up that zone at 295, and then it migrates to the bottom of those other wells. And so definitely could be the source, but we're not 100% sure.
Now, from what I've read, the EPA maintains that the air is safe around there. So what seems to be the problem? Is it just an obnoxious smell of natural gas, if there is a smell, or is there? There's no smell.
There's no smell. For the methane is an odorless gas. Inside the building, extremely low levels. Outside the building, of course, around the geothermal wells and around the improperly plugged oil and gas well, you know, there's fairly high levels. But according to the EPA representative last night, the levels inside are extremely low, and should pose no health hazard or explosive hazard. What they're wanting to do with the geothermal wells is to use those as a ventilation system and vent all of that away from the building. And now they may not even allow access to those areas. There will have to be continuous monitoring occur even after this system is put in place.
So how was this discovered then, you know, if there is no smell?
Well, they contacted Oklahoma Natural Gas, and they came out, and they're the ones that identified the gas, and so they cut off all the supplied gas to the facility and identified that it was not, they were not the source, that it was a natural source. But and you may want to contact the school board president or the superintendent for more details on that. I'm not 100% sure how all that went down, but I know ONG did the initial evaluation and monitoring.
I'm trying to get around this delicately here. I mean, it's not like we have a leaking pipe of let's say, an existing industry or anything like that.
Exactly. It's called that. The Corporation Commission has kind of classified it as a stray gas. It's natural gas that comes up through some pathway that can't be 100% explained in any other manner. They call it stray gas. They actually have a stray gas fund set up to address these types of issues.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd never heard of that one before. So I guess optimistically, does it look like classes might resume this week?
Well, the environmental consulting firm has requested 48 hours, work hours, to complete this ventilation system. And as of this morning, they were still working on the contract with the Corporation Commission, so that has not been signed at this time. But the consulting firm last night at the meeting said that if we have, you know, we got 48 hours, unless there's some weather issues come up, they should be able to have that installed. So it kind of depends on when the contract is signed and they can start work, and it should be 48 hours from that point.
Yeah, so maybe, if they're lucky, Thursday or Friday, maybe.
Friday at the earliest, but, you know, the superintendent just, you know, couldn't give them a good firm answer last night. And that was, there was two concerns. They wanted to get school started, but they wanted to do that in a safe environment as well.